This week, Bangladeshis are heading to the polls, which will see the country elect a new leader after its long-serving president, Sheikh Hasina, was swept from power after 15 years in the top job. It is an uncertain situation in Bangladesh, with the Awami League party that dominated politics barred from contesting the election. This is leading to a race between the Islamist political party, Jamaat Islam, and the Bangladeshi National Party to determine who will lead the government following a period of interim government that followed student protests. Stephen Hill asked Dr. Luften Latta from Murdoch University, what is the feeling on the ground in Bangladesh on the eve of this pivotal election?
There's a kind of a mix of both. So people are pretty optimistic in a sense that they feel like they have voting rights after a long time. And then they're expecting the new government to make some changes in the country. But then a bit of nervousness in the sense like Jamaat is a pretty fundamentalist party and they were never this powerful. I don't think they would win the election, but people are afraid in case they win, what would happen?
Front runner is expected to be Tariq Rahman, the son of Bangladesh's first female prime minister, whose party, the Bangladesh Nationalist Party, is leading in the polls. Now, he's been living in exile in the UK for 17 years and only returned from exile following the fall of Hasina. Can you tell us a little bit about this political figure?
So Tariq Jia, who is kind of opposition leader now, is again kind of mixed feelings about him. So some people think he has changed over the years, but initially what happened when BNP was in power last time, there was huge allegations against him about the corruption. He has came back and people are following what he is saying. And they feel like he has changed and there might be possibilities that his party might be a bit more fairer than last time. But we had to wait and see what happens after the election.
So the main opponent is expected to be Jamaat Islami, led by Shafiq Rahman, an Islamist party that is not fielding a single female candidate. Recently, they've focused less on religious issues and have campaigned on tackling corruption. Is it possible that Jamaat Islam could be in power after these elections?
I don't think so. The voters, some of them are sympathetic to Jamaat because the majority of people in Bangladesh are Muslims. And there are some issues in rural Bangladesh. So there's this madrasa education where the students can follow Islamic education. I think Jamaat might get some votes from rural Bangladesh, but I don't think urban elites would vote for them that much.
Following the monsoon revolution, that the student protesters that brought down the government would have a lot of power in reshaping the country. But we've seen the established parties faring a lot better in the polls. Now, there's a party that was formed by the student protesters, the National Citizens Party. Can we expect that there'll be a big turnout from Generation Z, or has the energy dissipated since the protest movement?
The NCP was a better chance if they didn't create an alliance with Jamaat. Yeah. When they joined Jamaat, I think people are pretty pissed off with their party. They made that mistake. They were probably thinking they would get many seats by joining Jamaat, but it might backfire.
You said people are certainly questioning that decision. Is there a risk that an alliance like that could actually push the nation into a more religiously conservative direction?
Yeah, so there's a fear among people that if Jamaat comes to power, they'll try to make women do certain things. Like, they even told that explicitly, that women don't have to work, or like they could work 5 hours, things like that. And they didn't really nominate any female candidates as part of their election campaign. So most female voters who are aware of their rights, I don't think they'll vote for Jamaat.
Also talk about maintaining Bangladesh's secular constitution and concerns about what could happen. There could be, you know, concerns about impact on minority rights, gender rights, freedom of expression, and the potential for political violence. Are there concerns that in a Muslim-majority nation, we could see campaigning and get to a situation where different sections of the community are targeted or scapegoated?
So if BNP comes to power, I don't think nothing would change much. But if Jamaat comes to power, we don't really know what would happen. People just predict that they might not be that sensitive to women empowerment and women might suffer because of their religious philosophy. Then other religious groups, we don't really know much, like what would be Jamaat's strategy, because they didn't really say much about that.
The success seems to be much more recently of focusing on corruption issues, which seems to be something that the public is very concerned about.
Yeah, but there were some ministers before from Jamaat, and their ministry were equally corrupted than like the other ministries run by Awami League ministers. So people didn't really believe that Jamaat Islami could eradicate corruption completely.
With the Awami League being banned from contesting this election, but where are the former Awami League supporters drifting towards?
It's really difficult to answer this question. This is my wild idea that if Sheikh Hasina tells their supporters that the country should suffer and they should vote for Jamaat, and if that happens, Jamaat has a chance to win the election, and then Sheikh Hasina will be like, oh, look, the country is a disaster. I told you it would happen. But I think BNP is trying to get their votes as well. So we don't know. Let's see.
Will this affect turnout that one of the major former parties is not allowed to contest the election?
I think so. I think that was a mistake when they did that to Awami League. It has created some problems for those supporters. And the election results depend on who they're going to vote for.
Dr. Lutfun Latay from Murdoch University talking to Stephen Hill about the Bangladesh elections.